Eugene O'Neill wrote plays for the American stage in the middle of the 20th century that are considered classics today. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1936. Most of his scripts are heavy dramas, especially his 1956 posthumous Pulitzer Prize winner, A Long Day's Journey Into Night, about a highly dysfunctional family that strongly resembled his own. It's considered one of the greatest plays ever written by an American playwright. Years earlier, in 1933, he wrote Ah, Wilderness, another play about a family with a young man who resembles the young O'Neill. It is certainly his most romantic and charming work. The week after next, it's going to be staged by the drama program at UC's College Conservatory of Music, where it will be directed by Professor Terrell Finney, who's here to talk about his production. Welcome, Terrell.
Thank you so much.
You've taught at CCM for many years, been an administrator at CCM, and in fact, you almost retired a year ago, I understand. And somehow you've been drawn back in again. Was it this show that brought you back?
Well, not entirely. It's rather like the mafia, I guess. You know, once you're in, you always have to get pulled back in. No, I was set to retire at the end of June and actually did, in fact. But circumstances were such that I was asked to return for another final lap, I guess, as it were, as the associate dean there. And happy to be there
Wonderful.
And doing this.
Was this play already on the books at that point, and you were then asked to direct? It wasn't something that you particularly picked out?
Richard Hess, chair of the drama program, last year had asked if I would return as a guest artist to direct a production, and Richard was kind enough to give me some leeway in looking at titles. One of those pieces that had always been on my short list of plays I wanted to direct, and in looking at the casting pool and so forth, looked like, well, by golly, it is time to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity.
So you've not staged it previously
yourself. No,
have you done other works by O'Neill?
No, and it's funny because if you had asked me when I was a young and callous undergraduate studying dramatic literature, the last thing in the world I think I would have ever imagined me doing was a work by O'Neill. I always found him to be, oh, he's so wordy and he's so pretentious and he's so this, that, and the other thing. And well, let's hope that age and maturity has given me an opportunity to appreciate really quite how wonderful a playwright he is. And particularly in Our Wilderness, as you mentioned, it's one of his very few comedies and is romantic and lovely and charming and a very warm-hearted family drama.
So Our Wilderness takes place largely on July 4th, 1906.
That's right.
It's an innocent, almost idyllic world of small-town life in Connecticut. It's before World War I, so the world is still a pretty calm place. And the characters are principally members of the Miller family of New London.
Correct.
And that is where O'Neill grew up. So there's a lot of closeness here to his own life, as happened in quite a few of his plays. In fact, the play's central role is a character named Richard, who is 16 or 17. He's nearing adulthood. And that's about the age that O'Neill would have been in 1906. Mm-hmm. So should we draw connections between Richard and Eugene?
Oh, I think so, or at least Richard is the Eugene that Eugene wishes he could have been. There's a subtitle to the play, and it's a comedy of recollection. And so it's a memory play of sorts, not in the same way as Glass Menagerie, for example, is a memory play where you have Tom as a central character sort of looking back. But it's a play in which O'Neill really looks at the family that he wishes that he could have had and the kind of upbringing and childhood he wishes he could have had.
As opposed to that dysfunctional family
that
we see in Long Day's Journey Into Night.
Absolutely.
So I presume since you were saying that you picked this out, in fact, because you had a good set of student actors to use, that this is a good play to perform with a student cast.
I think it's quite a wonderful piece for a student cast. There are obviously older characters, as the mother and the father, and there's an aunt and an uncle, but the family unit, the siblings, I should say, in the Miller family are all wonderful roles for college-age students, as well as others in the cast. So I think it's going to showcase the capabilities of the students very, very well.
What do you think your students are going to learn from working on this production?
I think, first of all, as is the case with almost any play, and I think that's one of the wonderful things about studying theater, is that when one produces a piece, you've got to go back and you've really got to do your dramaturgical research on the period. And so students have really been immersed in the world of the United States and the world at large in 1906. So we've looked at politics, we've looked at religion, we've looked at social mores of the time. So they're getting a real sense of what the world was like, and cliche, but in a simpler time, sure. Certainly.
How do you actually get them to look at it? Do you have them do some research?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a combination of both. I try to bring in some basic dramaturgical information to share with them, and then certainly assuming that they're going to be doing a lot of work on their own, and particularly for the character of Richard, who views himself as something of a radical and a poet. Bless his heart, the actor involved has been reading everything from the poems of Swinburne to the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam to...
Pardon me for interrupting you, but we should say that the title of the show does come from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, which may not be so familiar to fans of literature today, but certainly 100 years ago, it was the hot commodity in the poetry world.
It certainly was, and as is indicated in one of the scenes in the play, some people found it to be perfectly acceptable, while others found it to be rather scandalous.
It's the, I believe, the lines preceding the reference to wilderness are the loaf of bread, the jug of wine, and thou, and whatever that leads to.
Yes.
And that's a little bit of what happens in this story, is the things that get led to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think sort of back to what students learn from this, I think in the hands of a lesser dramatist, this is a play that can be very maudlin and overly sentimental. But I think the wonderful thing that O'Neill has brought to this coming-of-age story is an awareness of also what's going on in the world. There's a subplot dealing with an alcoholic uncle who has lost the love of his life because he simply has not been able to control his drinking. There's a very funny scene in which Richard, who is just absolutely determined to get back at his young love because she has purportedly written a letter in which she says she can't see him again, goes to a bar and gets drunk with a prostitute of the period. And there's an interesting interplay between Richard and the woman in which she talks very frankly about her life and why she needs to do what she does. So there are darker themes in the play as well, which I think make it all that much more interesting.
Yeah. The students seem to be warming to the material.
Oh, absolutely. Really having a wonderful time.
Yeah. Are there any particular challenges that you've faced in staging this?
Well, it's interesting, as was the case with many plays of the period, we go to multiple locations. There is the Miller's family room and dining room area. We go to a bar scene, we go to a beach scene, we go back to the Miller home on a couple of occasions. So the logistics, actually, from a design point of view, of trying to get from point A to point B to point C and back to point A and so on without taking a half hour between each scene change are challenging, I think, for the production team. And I think we've come up with an elegant solution.
Is this on the Patricia Corbett Theater stage?
This is Patricia Corbett Theater, yeah.
Which is a lovely theater to work in.
Oh, it's great.
I think. I've seen many wonderful productions there. Well, Eugene O'Neill's Ah, Wilderness will be performed at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music for one weekend only, Thursday, February 11th through Sunday, February 14th, at the Patricia Corbett Theater. For more information, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with CCM professor and stage director Terrell Finney, who's staging Ah, Wilderness, Eugene O'Neill's more lighthearted script, let's call it. That's coming up in February. Thanks for coming by for this conversation.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.